Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
One of my favorite licks right there from the great Beatles. It's Beatlemania here on Dem Vinyl Boys this week. I don't know that everybody's excited, but I am.
Me too.
Oh, yeah, you've been wearing that lick out too.
Yeah, yes.
I like that lick right there. I learned this one, and I just do it over and over and over again, but it is that good, and they have a...
It works for them.
Fix that guitar up.
Oh, is that what we're talking about? Oh, I thought we were talking about something.
Yeah, you've heard him do it.
Oh, my gosh. What do you think he's talking about?
He probably thinks we're talking about weed.
Welcome to the show today. I am your host, Gentry. We have the Vinyl Boys in the house, and this week we're going back to 1967, a song that was released in the early summer, May 26th. Late spring, and this one's called Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Has an interesting cover. I will give the Beatles credit on this album. They were pioneers when it comes to putting lyrics inside their album. No one had done that before the Beatles, so you got to give them at least some credit. We've got the haters here today. Tomcat, you've told me you hate the Beatles.
Well, why is not it that personally. You hate I don't the personally hate the Beatles.
What a
my
dad.
Mom, I grew up, my mom loved the Beatles. And like, as you know, my mom kind of like shoved her music down my throat and poo-pooed everything else. And so, here you go. Here we are. I didn't really. She that's loves more, the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, so that's not really my thing.
It's more rebellious type of.
Sure.
Yeah, and yeah,
I bet
okay.
Now I'm going to learn today. I'm going to learn about, I'm going to open my mind.
That's not your mind.
Maybe.
That's soak up mind. Some Beatles, baby.
Oh, and Ramo, you
shut your mouth.
You haven't really said if you like the Beatles or don't like the Beatles. What do you think?
I think that they were probably the most epic band from their time. And I never really got into their music, but I am extremely excited to listen. I do know somebody, you probably know him as well, Mr. Lou. He's a huge Beatles fan and has all kind of paraphernalia in his office. So
yeah, he's a radio legend, and so he respects the Beatles for what they've accomplished and their songwriting skills. They're maybe not the greatest musicians when it comes to playing the instruments, but they were really good at making catchy hooks and writing great songs that connected with people at the time. Now, drinking a lot of Haterade before the show was Memphis.
Yeah.
He was sipping on it when it came to the Beatles. You're not a fan of. You were hoping the Vinyl Boys would have done this episode when you were out of town.
I was
in the UK.
Yeah, I was not. Well,
close.
Gibraltar is a British territory, so I mean, technically part of my trip, I was, but I was hoping. I'm like, God, let them do the Beatles while I'm gone. I really don't want to do it. And you guys did Elvis. So I dodged that bullet, but I...
You did?
I got that one, but...
The pelvis.
The pelvis.
I think you guys will become fans of the band, at least a little bit. Maybe more respect for the Beatles after we finish this episode. Being brought to you by Prize Picks today, it is the season of sports, and you can win 25 times your money on Prize Picks. We'll tell you more on how you can get our free $100 match bet when it comes to Prize Picks coming up later in the show. It's now time to drop the needle on this classic album from 1967.
Let's do that.
Let's do it. Go ahead, Tomcat. It's now time. And there it is. I hear the crackle of
the... Is this an original press, Gentry?
It sure is.
It looks original. Then they typed up all the lyrics in here, but they're so tiny you can't read them. So don't...
What's one thing you notice on the cover of that album?
On the front of it, you mean? Right here on the front.
Tell me what you see.
Well, I see a big group of people, just about everybody, and then the Beatles are on here. It looks like they're on here twice.
Well, one thing you'll notice Recently, you grew a stash.
Oh, they're stashed up.
Have you noticed that all four of the Beatles are all stashed up?
Yeah, and then they also have an image of them looks like their younger selves over here with no stash.
Yeah, so this album, to give you a little background on why people from this era really love this album, this is like the rebellion album for the Beatles because they really didn't want to be pop stars, you know? I remember John Mellencamp had a song, never wanted to be a pop singer, never wanted to be a pop star. You become a pop singer, and I guess at some point you don't want to be known as that, you know, teeny bop catering to the kids band, bubblegum pop music. So this band grew out their stashes, and they decided with this album they were going to do something that had never been done before, which is really create an album. You could credit this album for the album, if you will. The presentation. It's showing up at the record store with art, with the lyrics for the songs, with in this thing they had cutouts of the Beatles that you could cut them out with the stashes and then the old Beatles without the stashes. So at the time in 1967, that was pretty cool to get, you know, buy something that you could take home and have a cutout of a, and you could cut out their mustaches.
That's
and,
fun.
And put them on yourself. And wear the stash with them.
Do we have those in here? Oh, wow. The inside is awesome.
Yeah.
Did it come with the stashes, or did I not get that on this purchase? Look inside and see if we could maybe attach the Beatles. Somebody probably...
I don't see any stashes inside.
Yeah, I probably got robbed of those.
Mr. Lou has a picture in his office, and it's that picture right there.
Yeah, I've
seen
that.
But somebody drew him right in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
This would look good on the wall. Yeah, on Wikipedia, it said that this album is a key work of British psychedelia. Sgt. Pepper is considered one of the first rock LPs and a progenitor, so it predated, to progressive rock. It incorporates a range of stylistic influences, including vaudeville, circus, music hall, avant-garde, and Western, and Indian classical music, which is crazy because I was hearing that. Like the kind of circus sounding stuff just a second ago. It's wild.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody knows the lyrics to this song, right? You get by with a little help from your friends. Everyone's said that at some point in their life.
Nah, I don't know those lyrics.
You don't know the lyrics, you get by with a little help from your friends? You've never heard that.
Ever.
Get by with a little help from my friends.
I've heard it now.
I remember this. I know
high.
This song.
I get high with a little help from my friends.
I like this song.
Well, I respect that.
You've never heard this song before.
Memphis. Never.
I've heard it. And it's just not my favorite kind of music. But I remember the song.
For the time.
I know.
I don't know. It's not for me. It's not a, you know. But I like it.
You guys are hating on the Beatles.
I'm not hating on the Beatles, but I'm just saying.
You can. I mean, it's fair for this you to hate on the Beatles. If
this
that's
music
what
is what led to all the other music that we love so much.
Yeah,
so I understand that this, the way that they recorded this stuff, straight to tape on like
four track
tape machines. Yeah, so editing and the way that they did the stuff is just amazing. They didn't have all the digital stuff we have, and
no, they.
I've seen
tapes.
The analog tape machines. Mm-hmm. You have to bake the tape, and you have to dial it in, and the machines have to be, what do they call that? When you dial them all in. It's like sync. There's a word for it, but I can't remember it right
Synchronized.
Now. Yeah, and it takes a process, and it's very complicated. So it was hard. Recording this is amazing.
And up until this point, most everybody just did 45s. You put out singles, not a ton of full-length albums, especially with the presentation that this album had, and it came out on Apple Records. When I heard that, they had the Apple Records. I guess they had an apple as a centerpiece of the logo. I started thinking, I'm familiar with my generation with Apple computers, not so much Apple Records.
Now, this song I like. This I like.
You do like this song.
I love this song.
Well, that's good, Tomcat. This episode of Them Vinyl Boys is being brought to you by Prize Picks, the NFL heating up, getting ready to go into the playoffs, and I've been killing it with Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb. How about them Cowboys? They've been making me 25 times my money this football season. Now I can play during basketball season two. All you have to do is select two or more players, pick more or less of their projected stats, place your entry, and win if you can, you know, pick the right winners. Prize Picks has another cool feature too if you want to play with some of your favorite players like rapper Meek Mill, comedian Andrew Schultz. You can now find the community plays. That's under the promos tab. If you get the app, then you can view the entries and go up against some of the biggest names in the Prize Picks community each and every week. It's a daily fantasy game, and I highly recommend you play. They've also got this reboot policy. That way, your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. How about that? Prize Picks, hooking you up with some insurance. All you have to do, if you want them to match you $100, go to prizepicks.com/vinyl. Use our code VINYL for the first deposit. They're going to match up to $100. Go to prizepicks.com/vinyl. Use our code VINYL. Get that match up to $100. Good luck.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ramo, what did you find out about Apple Records? And did they get taken by Steve Jobs where he stole the name Apple or used it because he's a fan of the Beatles? Is that true?
That is absolutely not the case. Had absolutely nothing to do with the fact that the Beatles had a record label, you know, called Apple or anything like that. Essentially, Steve Jobs, you know, weird smart guy, was on some kind of health kick, you know, diet, and he was at a farm, and apparently they had a lot of apples there, and he came back. He suggested to the other people to do it, you know, Apple computers, you know, simply because it was fun and he was into it, and he felt it wasn't like an intimidating name. And then he also said, and this was probably like his most biggest selling point, that it would get them in ahead of Atari in the phone book.
Now, what did you initially think the idea for Apple from?
Well, I thought initially, and my assumption, because I had no clue, obviously.
Was
that since when Apple computers were really initiated, like, they were brought into schools and things of that nature.
Right.
So I thought that Steve Jobs maybe had that in mind while he was making them, like,
right,
it would be, you know, fundamental.
I thought
an Apple. Like,
I thought about Adam and Eve, like the Apple, Adam and Eve.
Education. We'll see that too. But then you take the bite out of the Apple, the teacher, like education. It's, you know, in schools, it's, you know, I don't know. That's what I got out of it.
Well, how did the Beatles get their name, Tomcat? How did they come up with that name, Beatles?
Let me tell you how the Beatles got their name there, Gentry.
There were some bugs.
According to the Beatles publicist, Derek Taylor, the name came from the 1953 movie The Wild One, starring Marlon Brando.
Hey.
I'll give you all for your camera fuels.
Hey, that's Don Corleone.
A lot of these inspirations come from movies.
Brando played Johnny Straber, a member of a motorcycle gang whose rival gang, led by actor Lee Marvin, was the Beatles. That's the name of the gang. So that's where he got it from.
So hold on.
Beatles gang.
Whoa, time out. Hold on. So this band was named after
a street gang.
A gang?
Yeah, it ain't even
a motorcycle
hard.
Gang?
Yeah.
The Beatles.
That's there.
Brando, I don't know, but this song right here is probably the most popular, I think, off the album. And that's because there was a lot of notion going around back when it came out. And I believe it's true. Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
LSD.
That's LSD. They're talking about the famous drug LSD.
Oh, of course they are. I've actually
it's one of the first drug references in a song form.
They were
that
taken
was on an album.
LSD. Well, that's dope. I dug up a little factoid that a dentist tricked the Beatles into trying LSD for the first time.
That's bullshit. They used to do it with Dewey Cox.
But they didn't get tricked into doing it for the first time by a dentist.
Well, they probably got tricked because all the British have bad teeth, so you know, dentists have to do
Come
something.
Come here, Blake.
Also says they were famous for using acid for years.
Yeah, sure.
People gave Paul McCartney a lot of heat because he was being interviewed and he talked about the fact that he did LSD.
With the Beatles.
And they were like, you feel it all. You're a role model to these kids and you're sitting here saying that you do LSD. He's like, then he went through it back on the media guy. He's like, you're the one reporting on it. I'm telling you the truth. I'm being honest with you.
Yeah.
And then you're telling the world that. I'm not telling the world that. And he got into a little bit of a tiff with this interviewer. Because the guy was giving him a hard time about admitting that he does. He's like, well, you want me to lie to you? Is that what you...
Sure.
Would you rather me be a liar?
It, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Be a hypocrite.
I got it. I mean, I've done LSD, and I don't see anything wrong with doing LSD.
Well, how did you feel when you did LSD? Everybody.
I mean, not as a kid. You don't want to do it. But if you're over 18, you can do whatever you want. Huh? I've done it quite a few times.
I think I was... No, I was over 18 the first time I did LSD.
Sure, right off the acid. Yeah. Paper blotter acid. Bing, bing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Show hands. Me, Tomcat.
Yep.
Gentry.
I've never done LSD.
No. Oh man.
Good times.
Yeah.
Every time somebody
has. You should be more enlightened, bro.
I am enlightened.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No.
Every time somebody ever mentioned it to me, they were like, "Oh, you could do it with me, man. You can't do it with anybody else, and everything's got to be perfect that night." And I was like, "Whoa, man, this sounds like a lot of stress."
Yeah, I'm
trying to groom you, Gentry.
It's not like that.
Yeah.
It's what you make of it, man.
Your pants off.
That's why
your butt in the air.
That's why I haven't done shrooms yet. I have some, but I haven't done them yet. I've been nervous. I've been sitting on them.
Like you never
in a cool place.
You what?
I said that's why I haven't done shrooms yet because I feel like it's so much pressure. Like I have some, and I stored them away in a very cool place. And I want to do them, but I'm like,
I'll
take them and then it's gonna be like something's gonna. Piss me off.
You might want to be careful with that.
Yeah, I don't have a bad
I've trip. Done shrooms before, and it's supposed to actually do the exact opposite for you.
Right.
It's supposed to calm your ass down.
Like, I just want to sit around my fire pit.
From a different, yeah, and chill.
You know, take some shrooms, smoke a J, listen to some dope music.
I don't know too many people that have, like, said they freaked out on mushrooms. I never really got a lot out of it, but I never freaked out. Like, it was always just chill, nice, and I was, like, smoking a lot of bud.
Well, no, I got some from my friend of ours, and then I'm like, he was like, yeah, man, you be good. I'm like, I don't know, man, you kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But we all love him, though.
Is he a white dude?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Be careful.
He's a local guy.
Be careful. Be careful.
Looking at the cover of this album. I'm looking at the cover of the album.
Uh-huh.
It cost them 3,000 pounds to create, which nowadays would be about 50,000 pounds. No, pounds.
No, that's, pounds, the British money.
That's their money.
Oh
my gosh.
And so, so the reason why it cost so much money is because they ended up having 58 different people that are depicted on the final artwork, and they had to get everyone's clearance, I guess, to put their faces on there. So if you look at it, Jesus Christ himself is on there.
How much did they have to pay the Catholic Church?
I don't know how much they had to give. Adolf Hitler was on there, but then hidden. Elvis Presley, there's a bunch of people on there, 58 different people on the album. And back then, there wasn't email, and it wasn't easy to get clearance for some of these faces that they used.
So these guys were real rebels, huh?
Yeah, Beatles.
They're gang.
Rebel rousers.
They are. Holy shit.
Say that Jesus Christ on there.
Bug gang.
Him.
At one point, John Lennon took a lot of flack. Paul McCartney took flack for the LSD comments. And then John Lennon took flack because at one point with a reporter, he said he felt like they were influencing people more than Jesus Christ himself. And there were some radio stations that stopped playing their music because he said that. But then he had to kind of redact what he said, and he just said, I'm not saying that it's right or it's wrong, that we're influencing people more than Jesus Christ himself or God. It's just the reality, is what he said. And there were people that will say that from the 60s, that they listened to the Beatles more, you know, than they would read their Bibles. That was back, they were trying to pump the Bible down your throat, like they still do a lot of that.
Oh, they try.
And, which I think there are a lot of great stories in the Bible, you know?
Stories to live by, sure.
But we don't want to talk about that.
Yeah. No. I mean, I guess, like, our kids or generations now don't necessarily understand where we come from with our stuff. I'm finding a hard time putting these guys in the same category as a gang. Like, I just can't do it. Like, I'm amazed at where the name came from, and I hate going back to that, but it bothers me.
It seems like a cult somewhat, you know, this Beatlemania that took place. These people that passed out when they would see the Beatles.
They loved them.
That's probably why this chick in this song ran away. She was trying to find the Beatles. The song's about a runaway girl. It's actually a true story. February 27th, 1967. She dumped her car and vanished. She was 17 years old. Melanie Coe ran away from home. That's what this song's about.
Two of the Beatles are still alive. Mm-hmm. They're in their early 80s at this point. Paul and Ringo.
Ringo. All
right.
But John famously died, I know, in New York City.
He did.
What happened, Memphis? You have the details on this.
I do. So he was shot on a crisp December day. His murderer, Mark David Chapman, was described at the time as a local screwball. This is the dude that killed John Lennon.
Right.
So he waited outside of Lennon's home, waiting for him to come home from a studio session. Shot him 5 times and Yoko Ono.
Tupac style.
And you know what his last words were?
He's nuts.
No.
What were his last words?
I'm shot.
Well, that was true.
So he put,
I want some more.
He put Jesus. They put Jesus on Sgt. Pepper, so he went to see him.
Yeah, he was 40 years old, I read. And you've been to the site of that, right, Ramo? That's what you said to us.
I did, yeah. We were. I went to New York maybe a couple years ago for an industry party, I guess you would call it.
And,
yeah, no, it was pretty fun. And we had a good time. I actually stayed right down on 5th and, you know, right by whatever square, Times Square and all that. And we went by there. We did a tour with one of the label reps that's from there.
Now, did you cry?
No, I did not, actually.
Oh,
but I did have something in mind.
Here's something. You know, also at John Lennon's funeral, Paul and Ringo, they didn't even go.
Really?
No, they didn't go.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they didn't show up. They were saying it was like...
What's the reasoning? Why?
Because they were out looking for the motherfuckers that did this to them. Because they were in a gang, dog.
They were a gang, man. Yeah. Gang.
They had to represent.
He was standing on business, I feel like.
Yeah, Paul. that's what it was. No, they had something formal, you know, because being that they, you know, that was they dude, I mean, you know.
Yeah, I would think that they would show up at the funeral.
Yeah. They had a private one and whatnot. Yeah, they say he went like way left when he got with Yoko Ono. And I gotta say, I wonder what did he see in her? Because she just looked like an annoying little woman. I know that's really mean to say, but I gotta say, I feel.
They seem to genuinely love each other. They did like an album together, the two of them.
It was just a bunch of hollering.
The Beatles used to have a rule where the females were not allowed in the studio. Like, women are not allowed. I mean, we're here to work.
I wonder if they had the sign on the door.
I don't know if they did.
And then very male chauvinistic of them.
But Yoko started showing up. And there was one time they were recording one of their albums, and Paul kept looking over and giving dirty looks. He never said anything to John about, hey, you need to get your lady out of here. But they all were respectful when they dated a lot of women. They were the Beatles. They had a rule where the women could come by and say hello, but they couldn't hang out because we're in here to make hit records and we're working. But Yoko somehow broke that mold. She started hanging around while they were recording.
I bet she knew Kung Fu.
She messed everything up.
Didn't.
And that caused problems between Paul and John. Like, you know the rules, Paul. You know. Seemed like Paul was like the more straight guy. John was a little bit of the outlaw.
I find that, I mean, they all look like somebody. Such, like, schoolboys to me. Like, they,
in a gang. I know, right?
They look like
that was
they
the
were
perception
a,
that they get that they
what if they were really
everyone?
Tough? What if the Beatles were like motherfuckers that used to just go around and, like, beat up kids for, like, lunch money?
The lads have brown knuckles, lad.
Maybe Paul, when he was younger, he looked like he was a rich brat that would be a bully. But, like, the other ones look like they were just, like, dumb little happy kids.
This song
happy
sounds
to be
crazy.
Alive and doing what they do.
Like, yeah, I feel like you need to be on LSD listening to this song.
Yes, it's wild.
I don't.
What's the name of this song?
This is the last song on the first side, and it's called "Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite."
Yeah, it's definitely real trippy stuff.
You can tell the LSD is kicking in with them.
I got a nice clip here from Paul McCartney. He claims the guitar is like a woman. You cradle her, you tell her how you feel, you tell her your secrets. And he explains how the guitar, you know, you make love to the guitar and why he does.
If you're having a bad day, or if you have an argument with someone, or you're just a bit pissed or something, you can pick up your guitar, you can kind of get away from the world, find a very quiet place, and start strumming on your guitar. And immediately you start to feel a little bit better. And then, if you're lucky, you've got the time, you can start making a song that makes the situation better.
Yeah, he would say that he would tell his guitar his secrets, and even said the shape of a guitar is like a woman. It was like therapeutic to him to play the guitar.
Yeah, I can see that until the damn string break and you bash it.
Can't play without a guitar string.
Is that why those rockers always smash the guitars? Now I get it. I'm flipping the record.
Well, you got to think too. Everything is made of vibrations, and a guitar, especially an acoustic guitar, is making music by vibration. So, yeah, that could theoretically change your entire vibe.
This episode of Dim Vinyl Boys is being brought to you by Prize Picks. Basketball season is in full swing. Oops. LeBron James just won the in-season tournament. And you could have put a little action on him by going to Prize Picks. Stephen Curry seems to be getting hot now in the NBA.
Never heard of him.
You can go ahead and play daily fantasy on Prize Picks. And, you know, you think Stephen Curry is going to score more than 28. You can say more or less. You can win 25 times your money. Plus, for listening to this show, we got the hookup. Go to prizepicks.com/vinyl, and they'll match your $100. You throw in 100, they match your 100.
Nice.
That's dope.
And if you go to prizepicks.com/vinyl, use that code vinyl. Your first deposit matched up to $100 at prizepicks.com/vinyl.
Do it.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Yeah, this song is pretty wild. Apparently, George Harrison wrote this song. He's the only Beatle to perform on it.
How did he die, Tomcat?
Well, he died from lung cancer.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Big smoker?
He apparently was a big smoker. Hold on here.
Did they all attend his funeral?
Interesting. And what year was it?
Give me 1 second. I got to close that.
That's crazy. He the only one performed this song. Like, that's wild.
So, yeah. Harrison died at a friend's Los Angeles home following a battle with cancer. Longtime friend Gavin DeBecker told the Associated Press here. What caused his cancer?
Good question.
Mm. Heavy smoking, it says here.
Yeah.
No shit.
And he was a singer. That's odd because most singers...
Check this out.
Definitely stay away from smoking.
The following year, Harrison survived an attack. So it goes, survived an attack by an intruder who stabbed him several times. So he was... Somebody broke in and stabbed him, and he survived that only to die from lung cancer.
Yeah, he lived in Fort Myers?
Shut up.
No.
Fort Myers.
Another thing, the guy who killed John Lennon, he was like a crazed fan.
Yeah.
Like he was like loved him, and the reason he killed him, he said, because he was like just he hated that John was like rich. He thought he should have been like a regular dude. But the way they flaunted his wealth, so to speak, and he was like, I don't like that shit. He killed his ass. But then, like I said, they called him the local nut job.
Yeah.
Their longtime manager, Brian Epstein. No, the Epstein
name. Oh, Epstein fame.
I heard a story about this guy. Brian Epstein is credited with being the entrepreneur who helped manage the Beatles, and he managed them like in their height. But he died like right as this album was coming out. And he was a gay guy that I guess his move was the way he was kinky. He would go find guys that were straight and maybe try to break them into, taking it in the ass. I'm not sure.
Or the face.
But he would bring gay or straight guys back to the room. And then when he would try to hook up with them, they would beat him up, and he somewhat enjoyed it, I guess.
Oh, shit.
Like being beat up by straight guys.
Super freak.
How many times did you do that to you?
Yes.
Now beat my ass.
And
the other way.
He ended up dying in 1967.
They picked the wrong dude?
At like 32 years old. And at the time, the Beatles had been going to see this guy about transcendental meditation?
Transanal?
Who's the famous guy that teaches the transcendental meditation? Maharishi? What, you know who this guy is? Maharishi?
I think I know. I think I know.
Maharishi or something like that. The Maharishi is some kind of Indian guy who would teach this meditation.
Yeah, Indian culture, Indian guy.
Yeah, Arabic dude, Palestinian.
Indian guy.
Maharishi. They were going to see this guy, I guess the Beatles, all tripped out. And he was teaching them about meditation.
Okay.
How to get wasted, man.
Not to really worry about anything. So when their buddy Brian Epstein died, they had this Maharishi. Moment where they were
mariachi
moment where they didn't seem to care too much.
Way wrong.
They didn't seem to care too much that their friend Brian Epstein had died, because the Maharishi had told them that all is well, that Brian has gone on to a new life.
Well, yeah.
And when they talked about that in the media, I guess Brian's family was all pissed off at the Beatles because they were acting as though it was no big deal. It didn't matter that he went on to a new life. It seems like these Beatles took a lot of criticism from people, even though they took on a lot of love. Would you lock the door? I remember this song. When I'm 64.
Yeah. Again, when I'm 64. These are the kind of songs that are great songs, but it's like, you know, for my generation, I'm more of the, you know, even flow. You know, that's my generation.
Terrible.
Grunge and shit.
You want to hear some rock and roll.
On your marks, get set.
That's
terrible.
Rock to me. I know.
Like, I don't consider this rock.
At all. I don't know.
I don't know what I would consider this.
Pop?
Well, they weren't really a rock
maybe
band.
Maybe
60s pop?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Well, it also sounds like a sitcom, like a Paddington Bear sitcom music.
It does. Like, a lot of this I could place on, like, cartoons and things of that nature, but, like, old-school cartoons in the 70s I remember watching.
No, black
when
and
I
white
was young.
Cartoons and
yeah,
shit.
A lot of, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Who could ask for more? Like, the cartoon playing out the song. Will you still
feed me? I guess this album, they were very experimental. They tried a lot of different things with this album to try to make an LP, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
They do call them an English rock band, but I'm not hearing the rock.
Send me a postcard, drop me a line.
Well, this is the predecessor to, you know, the type of rock that we understand, I guess. What you mean to
say. They did have a few songs that do kind of rock a little bit. You know, Twist and Shout has a nice little rock riff in it.
Yeah, Happy Birthday song does.
Paul McCartney wrote the music for this song when he was about 15 years old. Used to play it when the Beatles were still known as the Quarrymen. That was their first name, I guess.
The Quarrymen.
I mean, they sound like they got a tuba in this damn song. Is that what I heard? Is it tuba?
Wow.
This is kind of 70s rocking.
This song is called Lovely Rita, as you can hear.
They started playing bigger venues, and so they would have so many people screaming. I guess they weren't a big fan of all the screaming because they felt like then you couldn't hear their music.
Yeah, that was nuts.
So they had, I heard John say one time that it would get so loud that they could just say anything into the microphone and no one would hear them because everyone was screaming at the shows. And the band actually kind of hated it. So they would change the words to the songs
just to
see if anyone would say anything. So he said for Twist and Shout, they would say, "I'm pissed with gout." And they would sing the whole song, "I'm pissed with gout."
Just to mess around.
Just to mess around, and no one would notice because everyone would be screaming during the.
You're probably singing them songs.
Yeah.
I mean, that's. I guess I could imagine, or I'm not really. I mean, I guess I can try to imagine, but to think like, oh, I can't stand that all the fans in this stadium are singing my song with me.
Right. Like, I mean, they liked it. I mean, think about all the ass they used to get behind this.
I mean, yeah.
But
because you know, back then, you could really be real mean to women. It wasn't very mad-man-ish. It was kept behind closed doors. Like, yeah. Men were at liberty to do a lot of things back then that we can't get away.
I'm
going to
rail you and you're going to make me a fine dinner.
Now.
And a sandwich.
And you're going to shut up.
In regards to the screaming at the concerts, though, I do remember taking my little sister to the NSYNC concerts.
Oh, no. Why would you do that?
And I do remember wearing earplugs because this age of girl. So when the Beatles were at their height in the early 60s, mid-60s, they had their fans were young girls. When you go into a stadium with nothing but young girls, they all have a high frequency pitch to their scream.
Yes, it's like,
I remember going to these NSYNC concerts and Backstreet Boy concerts to take my little sister, and it just being like a screech to your ears. So I could see where the Beatles would get sick of.
It is not a sound that is too
the
pleasing.
Young girls screaming.
About the groups in our day was like New Edition, Backstreet, New Kids on the Block.
Yeah, the girls used to scream for New Kids, I remember. And so, Michael Jackson. People would pass out from Michael Jackson.
Dude, motherfuckers used to fall out.
Similar to the Beatles. It seems like the Beatles, Michael Jackson, that level where people are, it's just mania. It's insane. Insanity.
This song.
They be waiting at the airport for like 3 days.
This song's called Good Morning, Good Morning. They wrote it after an ad for Corn Flakes.
Interesting. Corn Flakes are good with some bananas.
Watch a lot
of strawberries.
I have not had Corn Flakes in so long, and you have inspired me to have some with the bananas and strawberries because I agree. That's the only way you have cornflakes.
Yeah. Lennon didn't exactly like it. He said it's a throwaway, a piece of garbage.
What, this song?
Like, yeah.
They were some hating.
Good morning. Rock. Here's this guitar in your face, Mom. Take it.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
People running around. It's 5 o'clock. Everyone in town is getting dark. Everyone you see is full of life. It's time for tea and meet the wife.
Okay, this one's cool. I like this one.
This is more rock.
It's time to cheat and leave the wife.
I don't think I heard that.
I did.
But I think I might have heard it.
That's why Memphis likes it.
Yeah.
Hold on, motherfucker. I ain't the only married motherfucker on this panel. And I did not say that. I said I liked the song before that lyric even dropped. So, yeah, I ain't getting me in trouble at home.
Oh, I don't like the rooster.
Well, it's morning time, I guess. You got to have the rooster
crow. Yeah, good morning. You got to get your cornflakes.
It's amazing they recorded all this shit with two tracks.
It was a cat.
Four tracks on tape.
Kitty.
I know we had, and I'm like, I'm hearing shit. I'm hearing like a duck or something right now.
Oh, yeah, they had all the animals. There's Rainbow.
So that's the reference. That's the reference. That's hilarious. So there's, I'm going to let you guys watch Walk Hard, but you'll see there's a scene in that movie where he's making a song, and this right here is going to make sense.
Okay.
You're going to be like, oh, this is what he's making fun of.
Right, because I'm like, what are you talking about? We talking about something, you're like, oh, that makes sense. I'm like, hold on, I'm glad you looped that up, though.
Yeah.
You're a great storyteller.
The Walk Hard movie.
Dude, this
is definitely a rock beat here.
I thought this was like Cypress Hill, like How to Kill a Man.
I would sample that beat. That's a good sample.
Yeah, this is good. I
like this. I'd hear Public Enemy on this.
Totally. Big time.
Now this one right here slaps nice.
Oh, I like this one. What's the name of this one?
Sergeant Pepper, Lonely Hearts Club Band. Reprise. This is the reprise.
Yeah,
that backbeat is what does it, man.
So which Beatle do you guys know? It should be pretty obvious which Beatle. But which Beatle has the most money?
I'd say John Lennon.
I'm going to say Paul McCartney.
Definitely Paul.
Yeah, I think Paul's a billionaire. $1.2 billionaire.
He made music by Michael Jackson.
Can we look it up? I'm going to look up how much Ringo Starr is worth.
Well, here's something.
Rainbow, you look up John Lennon. You look up Paul McCartney, Memphis.
All right.
And you look up George Harrison, net worth, Tomcat. I'm gonna look up Ringo. I think it's Paul. Ringo Starr, net worth. All right, Ringo's net worth is $350 million. He's the drummer of the band.
$300 million.
$350 million.
$350 million.
He's cited as the wealthiest drummer in the world. Ringo Starr at $350 million. What about George Harrison? What's his net worth?
Cool, $400 mil.
Wow. He's worth more than a Beatle that's alive. Amazing.
That's right, bitch made.
George Harrison is worth $400 million? Surprised by that he's worth more.
Represent.
What about Sir Paul McCartney?
Sir Paul McCartney's net worth is $1.2 billion.
Yeah,
he's up there. What about John Lennon's net worth? Did he spend too much on Yoko Ono?
Fucking Broko Ono.
when he was murdered in 1980, he was worth about $200 million.
What about his estate today? Is there obviously a John Lennon estate somewhere?
It would be worth about $600 million today, maybe $800 million.
All right, to rank the Beatles.
Rainbow guesstimate.
Maybe.
Sound about right.
No.
I mean, you can round. I take it you round it. Did you round up or did you round down?
Via celebrity net worth. So I'll give you that. That was my source.
Did you round up or did you round down?
I didn't round. They rounded. I just read what the hell they wrote.
Oh, okay.
I sourced it. That's what that is.
That's impressive by Paul, though, because Paul is double the net worth of John Lennon. At $620 million, and then you have George Harrison, you said, at $400 million, and then Ringo the drummer. You know, he always gets the least amount of puss. And in this case, he's got the least amount of money.
Well, because he was ugly. That's why.
And how much?
He probably
he
had
worth?
The least overhead too.
He's worth 350.
He's the poor Beetle.
He's the poorest Beetle.
At $350 million.
What was he?
Oh.
Their plane is taking off.
No fair. You guys got more money than I am.
That's a lot of LSD, bro.
Imagine being on your LSD. You're listening to this.
Yeah. I'm on weed right now, and it sounds great.
I'll give you that.
I could definitely see where the drugs are really what made the... this album great.
Yeah, that was wild. It just like did this wild build, and then it was like did fucking right into this.
Well, and what I find extremely interesting, if you guys were paying attention and have been paying attention,
we weren't.
There's a lot of padding and different effects that they put on their microphone on different songs. Like there was one song that we were listening to. I can't remember. It was the one where what's his name sang by himself. Nobody else
I'm
sang.
I'm glad you're paying attention to his name.
George Harrison.
George Harrison, right. Brain fart. A lot of back to the weed. He had a very small chorus on his microphone.
That's what they call it.
That
now.
Gave him
a reverb?
Kind of but it was a perceived
listen to
depth.
This. Listen to this.
It was cool as shit. Yeah. Similar.
They're doing it right there.
Yeah. Listen to them horns.
They're melting the vocal back into the horns and coming back out.
Yeah.
One other thing about this album that was unique compared to the past, which makes, I think, this album a big deal in the way they were pioneers, is that the time they spent on it. Up until this album, all their previous albums, six or seven they did previously to this one, they would get them done in like a week and a half or 2 weeks. They'd just be banging out. That was kind of the philosophy was
pretty
you come
impressive.
In and bang one of these things out in a couple weeks. This one they took months to create, and it built a lot of hype surrounding it. Like, what are they doing? And then when you come out with this LP with all the lyrics to the songs and it's psychedelic, it speaks to the youth at the time that's getting all tripped out on these LSD drugs in the 60s.
Yeah, it's more of an artwork. It's more of an art piece than just
yes,
the...
Yeah.
Whatever this is, I like it. And I just want it to go on for like a while.
And it's over.
I'm still
tripping. Crescendo
though.
At the end.
Nice.
Nice resolve.
If yes. That's how the album ends, that's
is
perfect.
That it right there?
Yeah.
That's wow. Perfect.
Amazing.
The album was cool. I liked that song and the one before that. But if you're going to end an album, that's how you do it.
You know, when you're if you're looking at it like we have a ton of music now. And when we were growing up, there was a ton of music. But when this was coming out, it wasn't like that. There
right.
was certain music.
Right. Right.
This would have been something I would have been more into if I didn't have as many options as we had. You know, I do like it.
There are some that I still can get into.
What about like Can't Buy Me Love? You know that song? Can't yeah. Buy Me Love.
Yeah, that's cool.
What about Hey Jude?
You know
don't
something?
Be so sad.
That's a big one.
Here's something.
Imagine.
You know,
imagine
they weren't the only ones
the
who
I like that one a lot.
Huge.
Yeah, I some mean, people hate that song, but I really like
yeah,
that one.
The thing
and I like
about
hey
this,
Jude.
The Beatles weren't the only ones who owned their albums. Michael Jackson owned them shits too for a while.
He does not. Him and Paul
McCartney had a falling out because Paul McCartney had said something slick to Michael Jackson, and people don't know Michael Jackson is really that dude and can do some spiteful shit. So he said, okay. He found that the Beatles catalog was up for sale, and he bought the entire catalog.
And McCartney
had to buy it back.
That's funny.
Michael Jackson, a cold motherfucker, man. He a Virgo, too. I love that. What? And he from your hometown, Ramo.
I know.
Where?
Gary, Indiana.
Take a shot.
Let's do it.
Well, that's going to do it for this episode of Dem Vinyl Boys, yay. Brought to you by Prize Picks. Hard to believe that we've went through 70 episodes of this show and we did the Beatles. I thought the album was slight bit of a letdown from all the hype. But I do respect the Beatles. I know you guys.
Oh, now who's the hater?
Yes.
I didn't really have enough. Unfortunately, I didn't have enough LSD for the show, I don't think.
We didn't have any.
Well, our edibles, I don't think, kicked in quite yet.
But their body of work, I do respect that the Beatles have. They're a brand.
Yeah.
And they were a big part of the culture, and they were great songwriters. And they'll live on forever. And especially with that generation of baby boomers. They love the Beatles and they love the Stones.
They love the Beatles. Yes. I like the Stones better than the Beatles, if I'm being honest, though.
Me too.
I really do. If I had to take a choice between the two, it's definitely the Stones.
It's more rock.
But remember when we did the Stones, they said they were like the opposite of the Beatles. They wanted to be like the not cleaned up dudes. We wanted to be like
the dirty
blokes that run around the London train, the tubes, and do dumb shit.
I like it.
All right, well, everybody, happy new year to you. As we get into a new year on Dim Vinyl Boys, make sure to like and subscribe. If you have any suggestions for us, you can always comment on our Apple Podcasts or on our Spotify and tell us an album you'd like to hear us do. I think next week, if you guys are cool with it, I have a System of a Down album.
Oh, if it's the one I think you're talking about, hell yeah.
Some chop suey.
Crazy, you baby. Goddamn, listen, y'all gonna have me act a goddamn fool in here. I can't wait.
System of a Down will be our next episode. Goddamn. Happy New Year, everybody, and thanks for listening to them Vinyl Boys. Keep your needle in the groove and keep it groovy. We gone.
Peace
ladies
out, y'all.
And gentlemen.
Later.
Peace out.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.